Presley with Martin Bester.
So, lovely day for mountaineering.
Oh.
Okay, sure.
you guys know those people.
I do know those people who rock climb and mountains.
Climb mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love flying over them.
Oh, adore that.
That's so pretty. Pretty from the top.
Very.
Oh, look, there's an ice capped little mountain.
And comfortable.
Oh, yes. And then you get people who climb them. And this oak is climbing this mountain. This is a mountaineer. And he takes a spam call.
While he's climbing the mountain.
What? I didn't even take a spam call down here.
What?
No, seriously, listen to this. This is the oak, and his mate is filming him.
How are you?
I'm all right. What could I possibly help you with at this moment? The signal's terrible. Can you repeat that? Really well. If you saw where I am, darling, my premium would be incredibly high. I'm going to have to respectfully decline the opportunity. Thank you very much, though. No worries. You too. Goodbye.
Shame, and he actually just you followed it all the way through.
He is so nice.
Very
respectfully declined. I mean,
imagine you're climbing a mountain and an insurance company calls you. And he's like, you don't want to insure me, baby. Oh, man. Let's see if that guy would answer his phone this time of morning. He seems like one of those guys who always answers the phone.
Yeah, I reckon.
Place your bets. Hola.
Yeah, I think a lot. If you answered from the side of a mountain,
that would be even cooler.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he'd answer one of those calls even out of business hours.
6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Thirsty, place your bet.
Yeah, I'm gonna put like R100 down on his.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's definitely
on him answering his phone.
Definitely answering his phone.
I think he will.
Let's try.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
This guy's name is Chris Johnston. He's a mountaineer. Likes climbing mountains.
Wow.
I want to call him now and see if he answers every call, because if you're climbing a mountain, sure you've got true caller.
Yes, it shows you it's a spam call.
I've got questions. Yeah. Do you answer these calls deliberately? And would you answer a call now? So let's see. Let's call this number.
Oh, we're just gonna call him on the wild, just right. Okay.
Well, that's.
I love it.
That's what I'm thinking. He's gonna answer. He answers anything. See, he's got an easy number. That's why people call him. He's got a really easy number. If you're going to answer a spam call on the mountain, you better take my call this time of morning.
Oh, absolutely.
This is if the phone line works. Oh, no. Was that him answering?
He did.
I think so.
These phones, I don't know what. We've got a very special phone line at this radio station. Like those old ones, it takes like a minute.
Oh, like a rotary phone.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like an average phone.
No. We just press the numbers.
Oh. The lady at the exchange didn't connect the line.
Stop it, you guys.
The centrale.
Yeah.
No, I think it was him answering. I'm calling back again. Imagine if he
answers our twice.
How patient them is. You see, what is this lull?
Hello, good morning.
I mean, he answers it again. Chris, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine. Thanks. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. It's Martin here, and Felicity and Paula and the whole gang from Jacaranda FM. Are you awake?
I've just made it out of bed and into a cup of tea. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks for taking my call for absolutely no reason. Why do you take unknown calls, Chris?
Well, you never know who's on the other side, and I find it quite entertaining as to what you can walk into.
So there's a bit of a surprise and an excitement factor to it.
Yeah, exactly. A bit of spontaneity.
a bit of spontaneity. But I suppose this is from a guy who climbs mountains.
This is also true, yeah. So he likes adventure.
Can I just ask you, which mountain were you on? How far up were you? Was it, I mean, climbing a mountain, surely you need both hands.
You know, you do. It was a very special trip that. It was up in the northern Drakensberg, up a particular route that takes you through a series of rock faces and crags right up to the top of the amphitheater, which is about 3,000 meters above sea level. Um, and And yeah, you do need both hands. But as long as you're clipped into a stainless steel cable that I think guys in the 90s managed to build into the rock face all the way up, then you should be all right. So, yeah.
So, first your phone, your signal worked there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's impressive. Yeah.
That's impressive. And then the phone rings and you're like, hang on, just before I summit and get to this destination, let me quickly see.
Who this could be?
Yeah. Do you have true caller?
No, I don't have true caller since upgrading my cell phone. And my phone just was right there in my pocket against my chest because I had it there to be taking photos and the occasional video. However, when the thing did start ringing, I don't know whether it was surprise or fright that I got, but I was certainly like, it was certainly such a bizarre moment that I couldn't help but answer and see what was on the other side.
It's bizarre. And then it was an insurance company trying to sell insurance to a guy who's busy climbing a mountain while answering calls.
Mm.
Yeah. So we did take humor in it.
Yeah. No. We all saw it. So tell me something. You sound so laid back, adventurous kind of guy. Like surprise and excitement, and you've got time for all of this. I'm going to take a bet you don't work in Johannesburg or Pretoria.
No, certainly not. I mean, I've hardly spent any time in my life in either of those places. So,
where do you live?
I'm from KZN originally in the Midlands, and now I'm based in Cape Town, Cape Town Central.
Can I just also say, Chris, you are the most polite decliner of people's random services. I've never heard somebody be so polite and be like, no, thank you. I'd be like, drop the phone.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm politely declining.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you say you're from the Midlands, so I assume you've been up and down all of those routes, the Sentinel, Amphitheatre, Monk's Cowl, Chain Ladder, up and down the Berg for many years.
Yeah, you know them as well yourself, so it sounds like you've been there.
I did
but over
pass.
The fortune, we had, my family grew up in, well, I'm and my brother grew up in Howick, so my family would take us to the Drakensberg regularly for holidays. So over years, we got to explore the different regions and try and attempt different routes and things like that. Yeah. So it's a really exquisite area and fortunate to have it.
Yeah, that is amazing. Cool. Your friend who took the video, tell me about him.
That's the one and only Josh Crickmay, and given his profession as a documentary maker and wildlife filmmaker,
he was
prepared with an array of cameras, GoPros and cell phone footages, and 3D cameras, 3D GoPros, a pole extended above his head to capture anything and everything. So
he's incredible.
Thank you so much,
on the
Chris.
Josh!
Oh my God!
Good job, Josh.
I had to. So thank you for dragging me in because I had to make sure that somebody was telling the story right. I'm sure Chris has been giving you the abridged version without the clattering teeth and shaking knees.
We didn't hear that part.
Maybe.
He sounds so composed. I mean, Josh, if I'm going to go mountain climbing, I would also choose Chris. This oak just takes it in his stride. He's calm and collected and polite while hanging on the side of a cliff.
Can you believe it? It was as surreal as it seemed in the video. This man pulls out a cell phone over a 942-meter drop.
No.
I'm just showing Felicity and calling everyone in the studio the picture. This is where this oak was.
Just hanging literally off the side of a mountain. No, man.
I was hanging there. I've got to tell you, it was the only point where I was actually like got nervous was because this. I mean, cell phones these days are so like slippery and small and thin. If I'd done it, it would have gone straight off the edge of the mountain.
So we can't say it on air, but I'm dying to know what network he's on because that's good signal, man. That is such a good signal.
So that's also an interesting one. Sorry, is why we had signals. It turns out there's a cell phone tower there for emergency for hikers. But when we were coming back down the when we were coming back down, it turns out it was on fire, burst into flames. So I think that's the last. We were also the last person to take the phone call on the mountain.
Oh, soul. Was it that cool,
there were some runaway wildfires.
Oh, my.
Jeez, like, maybe it was that call.
Exactly.
That was like the final
the spark
call.
That just set it all off.
Spam. Guys, thanks for sharing this amazing adventure with us. Honestly, and just keep, I can just tell that you guys, I must say I'm envious because just going up there and taking it all in, the fresh air, the adventure, and then still giving businesses. And then you gave that lady who called you, I mean, I'm sure they've got boxes to tick.
Yes.
I took that call.
Yeah.
I made that call. While I have you on the line, are you okay with insurance, though?
Look, I think everyone's patience has to come to an end at some point.
Nah.
Because we've got some good friends in the insurance business. Guys, thanks for taking the call. Yay. Cheers, Chris and Josh.
Bye.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.